AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. We're coming into the biggest day of the 2016 political campaign so far.
It is the most important day, I believe, in this entire primary season. We are going to have a very good Super Tuesday.
Senator Ted Cruz campaigning in his home state of Texas in Dallas for the GOP presidential nod. In Valdosta, Georgia, frontrunner Donald Trump talked down his two main challengers, Cruz and Marco Rubio.
It's all talk, no action. They debate, they talk, nothing gets done. They then go to get campaign contributions. Yep, I promise I'll do this. Will you give me a contribution? That's what they do.
A comment from the White House and Press Secretary Josh Earnest on Trump, saying it's hard to understand why he's being noncommittal about being supported by former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke.
Mr. Trump says that there's more that he needs to learn about Mr. Duke before he can render an opinion. But I think we now know all we need to know about Mr. Trump.
A magistrate judge in New York has ruled that the Justice Department cannot force Apple to provide the FBI with access to a locked iPhone in a Brooklyn drug case.
This decision in Apple's favor in a New York court comes after a separate one in California that ordered the tech giant to create software to help the U.S. hack the iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter who killed 14 people in December. While the two cases are separate, the New York decision gives support to Apple's position in its fight in California. The tech company's filing to oppose that order is due by Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
The United States has asked the UN Security Council to schedule a vote Tuesday afternoon on a resolution that would impose tough new sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test and rocket launch. This is AP Radio News. Sportscaster and Dancing with the Stars host Erin Andrews took the witness stand in Nashville, breaking down repeatedly when she talked of the devastation she still feels after a man secretly shot nude videos of her and posted them on the internet.
Like, you know her body? And I saw it for 2 seconds and I was like, oh my God. And I shut it down and I just said, I have to call you back. And I called my parents.
The jury will have to decide if the hotel companies were negligent in any way for agreeing to the request of the man who shot the video through a peephole to get a room adjacent to Andrews. President Obama presented the Medal of Honor Monday to Navy SEAL Senior Chief Edward Byers, who helped rescue an American hostage in Afghanistan in 2012.
Today has been a very memorable day in my life, surrounded by my friends and family, and it's surely something I'll never forget.
Many details of Byers' work remain classified. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday. All at once, your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk, your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.